I quit.
Yeah. I can't be racist. I hate everybody.
It's keeping it real.
What up, man? It's your boy, and it's keeping it real.
Chance is not happy.
Yep.
Okay. This that nigga Pat in this bitch.
Yo. So if y'all didn't tune in last week to our last episode, please tune in. Laugh it up. Hit me in my Instagram at DA_crazies 1234 so that I can get y'all comment, y'all feedback on it, because last week was honestly one of our greatest shows of all time. And we're here doing a two-peat of it because we got three ladies this time, all with different perspectives on life. And we actually had a real crazy conversation before this, but listen to the old to understand the new. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. So what I'm going to let them do is introduce who they are. Go ahead.
Okay, it's your girl Nat, you know, Natty Boo Boo on Instagram. Put that dot in between them boos. Okay.
How you doing? It's Jamie, underscore Black Aphrodite, underscore, you know, follow me.
Hey, I'm Janice, Janice.com on Instagram.
They are so cute. And don't let that whispering shit fool y'all. They thugs. Every single one of them.
It's going to get
real
spicy.
It's about to get real in this bitch.
Spicy, yeah.
Today. But anyway, but basically the reason why we did the second panel is because, like, let's just be honest, amongst the three, four of us. Oh, Caleb's not here today because Caleb had to be at work. You know, prayers and love to him, but I'm going to kick his ass when I see him because he was supposed to be here. But it's all good because these next few episodes, he promised me he'd be here, so it's all good. But,
So we're going to start with the questions.
What we're going to do is, like we did last time, because, you know, they knew, couldn't really explain it to them. But what we're going to do this time, like we did last time, we'll have questions, we'll ask our questions. And if the females have any questions, we'll answer to the best of our abilities as well. But the reason why I'm going to start it off today is because Pat actually made a real crazy point. We all just kind of spitballed off of that. And we had a real fun conversation about cancers, because if you're a cancer, I'm sorry to tell you, you ain't shit. So Pat basically said, in relationships, does your constellation / your sign matter? It was pretty much unanimous. Everybody said, yeah, duh. Pat wants to know why.
Unanimous, my black ass. No, the fuck, I didn't.
Chance is light skin. Anyway. Nope, my color.
Nah, this is like a real life question, cause you know.
Why'd you ask the question?
Bullshit.
Nah, it ain't bullshit. It's just a lot of people like take it serious now, like astrology very serious. Cause I'm gonna keep it real. Since COVID, I ain't seen nobody have that much energy in astrology like that. Now it's all over the place now on social media. But I mean, that's just me though.
You ain't following the right people. I follow all kind of astrology.
I don't be on social media like that.
But yeah, but see, that's
so,
why.
But like, yeah, so I don't really. Now I'm seeing it all over the place, and people speak their piece on it, which is cool. I respect everybody's opinion on it, but I just ask because I ain't into shit like that.
I'm proud of you for trying to get educated.
Okay, but like the only
I'm trying.
The only thing with astrology, it leans ever so beautifully into who you are spiritually. And in most cases, if you can understand the people's spiritual side, at least understand it. You ain't got to agree with it. Because everybody spiritually, physically, astrology-wise is very, very different. Even people within the same constellation is very, very different. Like, most Aquariuses are know-it-alls, you know? I'm just keeping a buck. A lot of them motherfuckers are know-it-all. I don't give a fuck about being wrong. I could care less. A lot of Aquariuses, let me tell you, a lot of people don't like Aquariuses. You want to know why? A lot of us are real hard-headed. A lot of us are real, real stubborn.
No, that reminds me of a guy I used to know.
You know him right now, motherfucker. Because I know. It is what it is. All
right, so.
That's just my questions. I'm going to keep it a buck. We don't like being ran. Ain't nobody going to run me. It's
at
just
all.
That simple. He'll I do fight what me, I do. You know. I will respect your opinion.
He said try Jesus, not him, because he fight.
Because I throw hands.
That part.
But nah, though,
cause no one cares.
It's cause iPhones suck.
Nah, like I just asked the question, cause you know it was pretty interesting to me. But then come my real question, since we all here.
I don't know what the turn hell that shit off.
Turn your phone off, Nat.
Turn it off.
Told you Nat was a nigga. Yeah, I ain't won't pay me no attention.
Turn it off.
What? I didn't even hear.
Mine's is worse.
But anyway,
Jesus,
I got a big question for
please
my ladies.
Help me, Jesus,
here.
Please.
It's a big question.
I'm listening.
Now, I want y'all to listen to me.
Okay.
Because these two know what I'm about to ask y'all. Oh,
and he got up and left. How bad is it?
Very bad. Because just by y'all facial expression or body movement, if it's different, if it moves or it tilt, that mean I win. That's all you got to know. So, this is a real life question.
Okay.
So, when y'all in a relationship, do y'all fully admit y'all wrong if y'all wrong in a situation?
Can I answer it?
If she fucked it up for y'all. She fucked it up. She turned. I said body movement or head tilting. That means I win. But I'm still interested to listen
Can
to
I
you.
Can I answer that question?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yes.
So.
Yes, I am.
I'm proud of you.
Just point blank period.
There's a lot of motherfuckers.
She had cancer. She lying.
Wow. One thing I don't do is lie. I can acknowledge.
That was a lie right there.
What?
She had cancer.
Prove it. Where the receipts at? What lie have I told,
baby? Where the receipts at? Nat, when the last time you bought a bra?
I bought a bra when they had the sale at Victoria's Secret. It's purple, it's lace, and I got...
Why y'all have it on?
Can I?
Bitch.
Oh, shit.
Hey, hold on. Wait,
Pat, I know you.
My name
up.
Is Patrick. Nice to meet you. I'm 24 years old. I live by myself. I moved out. I live in Lafayette. I got a business.
Nigga, this ain't the love connection. Shit, you stupid.
Man, I'm trying. Hey, I'm trying.
But
hey, I'm trying.
You said you can, Nat. Elaborate.
I can. Okay. So you. Help. The question was, will I admit if I'm wrong when I'm in a relationship? Like if
yes.
I'm wrong in conversation.
If y'all like
I'm
in a full about- like if it's a full argument or conversation or something, and I ain't gonna cap, some of y'all don't like to be proved wrong.
Okay.
What we doing?
If we
Why
having an argument, let's
Please
say let's say me and my partner are having an argument about something so so minute and minuscule. Like whether my fucking favorite color is green or some shit. Nigga be like, no, because you told me it was blue. No, nigga, I got 5 favorite colors, and I know all of them. Okay,
Jesus,
we argue for a little minute.
See, that's
and
a,
then,
see, that's a goof-ass
stop,
argument.
Stop, we argue, we discuss, because I don't argue. I like having adult conversations.
Calm
so we dispute for a little minute. And then he proves a point. He
dispute
said, your favorite color is green. It's olive green. I'd be like, okay, you're right. It is olive green. But you didn't say olive. But it is olive green. I at least said that you were right. I'm acknowledging. So you had a point because you was halfway there, but you wasn't all the way there. See?
Petty.
I am very petty. I am petty. Thank you very much.
Hey, that's crazy because he beat me to it.
P-E-T-T-Y is a name of mine. Don't do that.
Too late.
I am very petty. I am.
Hey, but that's fine though. Because there's just some motherfuckers that's just not going to say they're wrong.
But I mean, that's you basically lying and trying
she
to prove
she basically
sure
just
all.
Said, I can't admit when I'm wrong. You didn't say olive green. You just said green. Motherfucker ain't
but
all
I
kinds of green,
right.
Green, goddamn.
I said you're right. I said you're right. It is green. It's olive green. And you didn't say the olive part. So I'm going to let you know where you can improve. Because you pointed out that I was wrong. And you were right. I was wrong. I could have gave
you
it.
You know good and goddamn well. That's not admitting you wrong. You know good. Because every nigga in this room, all my brothers, all my best friends, they all know what Anthony's pet peeve is when it comes to fucking dating them women. You hungry?
The jacket thing or the food part?
The food. Oh, no, the jacket thing is just
okay.
A melting bar. Ain't
like,
no
nah,
female touching my damn hood.
I feel as though the hoodie shit's
cool. Hold on. First of all.
Go what, Cancer? What
because
do you want?
Because you say
damn,
it's a bro. Problem. You was finna say it's a problem when females say it doesn't matter when you ask you hungry, what you want to eat. It doesn't matter.
Finish.
I am not a picky bitch. I eat everything, minus the fact that I'm pescatarian. I eat chicken too, though, now. So
let me tell you.
But
something.
You should know that, if we're in a relationship.
Up. That would fuck me up as a whole right then and there. Because a nigga love beef.
I mean, you ain't going to stop
beef?
Eating it?
The kind you eat? Fuck you talking about?
I was talking about the other type of beef.
Oh, no, you talking about dick. I don't like that.
I thought he was talking about, like, fighting beef.
That's the type of beef. Yeah, that nigga like to fight.
Okay. That's the beef I was talking about.
Why is dick on your mind?
I don't know where he was going with that.
Hold on. Why was dick on your mind so heavy?
I was talking about that type of beef.
What'd you say?
That's my question too someday.
Hey, look. Damn. I was talking about that type
hold
of beef.
Pat, hold on,
you
hold on, hold on.
Something? You just said you don't like women and dating.
Yeah.
Girl, talk up.
Elaborate. You're a Scorpio by nature, so.
Damn.
I know the answer.
Scorpios are fun.
Very.
I was talking about that, but sure.
Very.
You fucking slut.
I wasn't talking about that either, but sure.
He said, not with I'm that like, attitude. I'm a slut.
Man, okay, cool for whatever reason, Janet's hey, nervous, we so I'm going to go ahead and do this real quick.
Now, we cool it. Now, you good. We just chilling.
What you nervous about?
What you nervous about? No, it's too much. It's too much over here.
Give a hug, man.
Hey, bro. Hey, you ain't got
to
put a business
right
out there.
I'm not trying to slide on nothing.
Okay. Can you make my stomach hurt?
This nigga really threw my phone.
Thank you. I have been saying that for fucking years. Some of y'all motherfuckers honestly just need a good, comforting, non-sexual hug. That fucking fixes a lot of shit. Thank you. I have been saying that for fucking years.
This is coming from a big ass
because I've
kid
done it, goddamn it.
His head scratched.
Okay.
That's beside the point.
Maybe if I give you something to elaborate on. Within a relationship.
James, speaking to that mic again.
Buongiorno.
Jesus, okay. Lord. All right, keep
within a relationship. Let's say he says something you don't agree with. Like, oh, I know a woman. Like, what if he tell you what to wear?
Now that's goofy.
And you don't agree with him telling you, I don't. Shut up, Nat. This is not your part of the show. If he says, yo, I really don't like you wearing that. It's too revealing. It's this, this, this. Because right. I know you, Janice. You like wearing the little shorts and all this good stuff. It's kind of your style. If he says, I don't like you wearing them shorts, I'd much rather you in tights, which in all honesty is way fucking worse. It's like shorts, tights, sundresses. All that is bad. But
I love all that.
I love all of the above, exactly.
Put it on.
And I ain't no insecure nigga. You can put wear whatever the fuck you want.
Put it on.
Shut up.
Put it on. Wear it.
But I let's say care. He says, I don't agree
wait,
with you.
Pause. I don't want his shit from you. Yes, you, Nat.
Wow.
I don't want his shit from
wow.
you.
Wow, what did I say?
I don't want his shit coming out your mouth about that.
Hey.
Jamie can't say shit either.
Okay.
With me nah. personally, I don't.
We're not talking about us right now.
Hey, look, right, I don't. All right, calm down.
I'm going to throw something. just sit right here so I can have a quick projectile. Give me the empty one.
There you go.
But, like, for real, if he says, I don't agree with what you got on, and y'all go back and forth about that, and he makes a valid point about something like that.
Nobody's gonna tell me what to wear.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
Look, grown woman, baby. Grown woman.
That's controlling and manipulative, and I wouldn't tolerate it.
Period. Respectful. Come on. Respectful. Like, you're not a grown woman. Like, you're a toddler or something. Baby, you don't need help picking out your dress.
Okay, Nat, we heard you.
I'm sorry.
Give it up for the cancers people. Any fucking
hey,
way.
We over here set
I'm not gonna stop. Okay.
We over here set tripping.
By now I'm keeping the book. If she wasn't a woke cancer, that motherfucker would've been crying or ready to whoop my ass by now. One of the two.
See, I ain't like how that was going.
It's truth. If you want my partner, you want to fight me on a day to day basis.
That's not true.
As a Gemini, yes you would. What me I'm and Chris really? Butt heads all the time. And Chris is my biological brother.
Well, that means he known you the longest.
Fuck him.
And there it is.
Love that nigga to death. I really do, but fuck. Alright, Jamie, what about you? And be honest, Libra, I really want to see what you
not
got
to
say.
Be honest,
nah, you've been a little bit spicy early today.
Yeah, bro. You had a fire under your ass earlier.
You need to talk your
shit. Keep it a buck.
You was talking that good cash money shit a few minutes ago, so talk
okay,
your shit.
Okay, it's a yes and a no for me.
Okay.
So, and this comes from being indecisive.
Libra, their sign is the scale.
And it really just
they
depends.
Can balance everything else, but in most cases, they are the most unbalanced. keep that in mind when she start talking, okay? Continue, please.
It really just depends on what the fuck the argument is about and who started it. Now, if it's me, I'm starting that shit just to try to get you to talk. Like, please tell me your opinion on this stuff.
That's toxic. I don't know if I like that.
Hey, half you said y'all it, men not out me. Here are toxic. Here so
there it is. Oh, there it is. There word. It is.
I'm sorry that you fucking that shit, niggas. No, I'm gonna tell you the problem. There it is. Y'all say niggas. Y'all say fuck niggas. Y'all say fuck boys. Y'all say all of the above, but never one time can y'all ever say a man. I'm a fucking man. I was raised to be a man. Men are different from fuck niggas. Men are different from fuck boys. Men are different from niggas. We are fucking men at the end of the day.
So if the I shoe don't fit, understand. Don't wear that
bitch. The shoe don't fucking fit, but don't get it confused either.
That's I want y'all to understand that my shoe. Hate is for everyone. I can say mine fuck too, that's women why I'm not too. Racist.
Hey, everybody.
I can hey, generally say that is just
get out of jail free card, bro. That is just get out of jail free card. It makes no sense.
Really, like, in all honesty, I could say fuck everybody in general because I've dated women, I've dated men, I've dated trans. I've dated non-binary dated and plant. Gender fluids.
Dated a plant.
I fucking
Billy
hate.
Billy D. Williams out of this.
Not Billy D. Ooh. Jesus. Oh, wow.
Jesus, take the wheel and run with it. Oh, wow.
You hit my brownie again. We gonna get it up in this bitch.
I made him.
I did not see it going there.
There's okay. A lot of.
I
lot
forgot
of
he existed for 2 seconds. I ain't gonna lie.
I always come back.
But anyway. But that, all of what y'all said, in all honesty, makes perfect fucking sense. Because, like I said, every individual is different. And everybody's, I guess, what's the word for it?
What do you mean? Opinionated?
Yeah. Everybody's opinion on certain things is valid. Because everybody goes to things different. But here's my thing when it comes down to the female persuasion. I asked this question last week. You can't ask Shay shit. I asked.
That's a certified triple OG.
Within insecurities within yourself.
Uh-oh.
Is that our fault?
Wait, what?
If we triggered them, unbeknownst to us. Because in most cases, you know, I'm not saying this is all females, but what you see within relationships, women will have gone through something traumatic in a fucked up situation. Me and you need to talk, by the way.
Okay, Ben, say no more.
It was like y'all will go through these situations and shit, and then y'all will jump into the next relationship and y'all aren't fully healed from what transpired before, trying to start something new. Let's say you don't like when people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude sitting there at the table, he does that. Your new dude sitting there at the table, and the old dude would do that all the time right before he exploded. You lose your mind on him, and that new dude like, what the fuck your problem? Is your insecurity our fault? That's my question to y'all.
Ooh, that's a big
okay, one. I wouldn't say that our insecurities or our triggers are your fault. It's how you react or the routes you take with it. Like, let's the same situation. We sitting at dinner, wherever the hell we at. You start tapping on the table. Are you tapping because your nerves is bad? Or are you tapping trying to get my attention? And then if you're tapping to get my attention, that's when I hit you with the, I have a name and you know it. So what? you can say it. It's okay. Candyman yeah, not gonna come out and get you. What you? Yeah. I'm sorry, but if you go, if I say that, if I say that, and then you just go to what the fuck you catching attitude for? I didn't curse you out. I didn't get spicy with you. So why the fuck are you yelling at me? Like, well, it's then. How you handle that situation. Now, if I was to say that after, if I was to check yeah, you getting, after she... you started tapping on the table, scorny, and instead of going off, you say, why did it go to that level, or why did it escalate so quickly? I wasn't trying to do this, that, and the third, or I wasn't trying to whatever you might say, but you go about it in a calm manner. You try to see what's wrong or why I took it there, then I could break it down and explain it to you. But if I take it there and you take it there right behind me, well, we're gonna be two take it there motherfuckers.
Well, question there, because my dumb ass is fidgety. Mm-hmm. I will just start tapping because of beats in my head. I do it unconsciously.
Yeah, that's a habit of you.
Always has been. That's why my knuckles so goddamn strong.
Sometimes I just hit and start tapping.
Oh, I beat the fuck out of a card table at the casino. But with that premise is, what if I'm just tapping?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, there's a beat in my head, it just happens to tap out, and then it's like, what are you doing? How am I even supposed to take that? Because my first thought is, why the hell is you yelling at me? But also my second thought is, what the hell just happened? We were just sitting here chilling. So what if
so that? If she, what the hell are you doing? You could be like, what you mean? Like, if you're confused, then show your confusion and express that. What you mean? I'm just tapping my finger. I got a beat in my head. Like, like she asked you a question, answer, explain. Don't take it there. Like, that's my thing. If she get roddy rah rah with you, don't follow it right behind it.
Kick
like
out.
That's how you end up.
Kick out.
Shut up, Anthony. Oh, fuck. But don't get rah rah right behind it.
Nuh-uh.
As long as you don't
room?
Take it, huh? Though.
Who living room? Who motherfucking living room? Not what glass horns on room? Who I motherfucking living room that I didn't got that throat?
What about you, Jamie? What do you think on that?
Me?
Jamie.
The J's.
Shit.
Because Libras J's are joint. Prone to their triggers.
Honestly, if I'm like hopping from relationships and I'm going to a new dude, I'm going to tell him right then and there, these are my triggers. I'm asking you respectfully, don't do shit to trigger me because you're not going to like the outcome. And it's not just because I'm a Libra. It's because of all my other signs that follow up, too.
How
don't
do
shit
to
trigger me.
How do we
because
get
I get
signs?
Triggered easily.
Okay, so actually, that's actually a really good freaking point.
Don't you kick out my
if you in a relationship, y'all supposed to have these type of conversations in the freaking beginning.
Communication
what,
is the key.
Like, thank you. Come on, communication. Like, that's
communication
really what it's supposed
is
to be.
The key.
I got thanks for that because all women say that shit. I got time.
What, communication?
Oh, I got time today, too.
Ooh, I got time.
I got time.
But yeah, communication is the key. If you don't have communication in your relationship, that shit gonna fail.
Period.
It's not gonna work. Y'all can fuck all day, but if y'all don't fucking communicate, it's trash.
Then
it's
on top
work.
Of that, if you really, okay, first of all, that's another problem. People jump into relationships but don't even want to really be in one or don't want to be in with that person. If you really are in a relationship or jumping into a relationship with somebody that you care for so deeply, love so deeply, you should want to learn them inside and out. You should know their blood type. You should know that social, like, not should
know,
but you.
I still don't know that. I've been wondering that for, like,
though.
The last 2 years.
I was about
what
to say, hey,
I don't know
I was about to say
the
same thing. I'm like, hey, look. I'm like, look.
Like,
I can know yours. I'm going
to
straight up say that. I can know yours.
To learn your partner that you should have.
I'll be like, look, I can know yours, but I for damn sure don't know mine.
So if something's wrong, please.
I don't
know.
Well, first of all, I don't think you should ever jump into a relationship right after coming out of, like, a bad relationship.
That's the one.
And,
like
they said, like,
draws.
In some degree, I think you guys need to learn each other. And,
excuse me?
You know, everybody has their tics and everything.
I'm
and things that make them mad.
Right.
No. You go ahead.
I'm not in college. Not even a month later.
That's not
that
true.
Was an accident.
Nah, that's like throwing it.
She worked at the cookie spot? No.
I feel as though, like, that's like hot, you know, hopping out with relationships like
bitch.
That is kind of like, you know, throwing away draws. Like, seriously. You, hey, you're fine. You good.
You're
hey, you good.
Good.
You're doing good. You're
Eric,
great.
That's tough. But nah, it's just hopping into like different relationships like months after months. That's like throwing away different types of draws. You know what I'm saying? It's just shit like that. So I feel as though if one didn't work, take a little break.
Always.
Take some time for you. Enjoy yourself. Do what the fuck ever. And if you see somebody and you feel as like you're ready to do that with them, then yeah, do that. But always bring shit up when it comes to like your problems or this that you do and don't like. Because if you don't do that, how the fuck is that other person supposed to know?
Don't
take it from
me.
A dude that dealt with that shit for 2 years, bro. She was in something crazy. Like, nigga cheated on her, had a baby on her, all kinds of shit. And I'm sitting there trying to be the dude because, you know, it's always been this saying, you know, God sent people into your life to heal you. You know what I'm saying? To be that person in your corner for you. On God, that's what I wanted to be for that girl.
Fuck, bruh, you got to do it for yourself, too.
On blood.
Shit.
And I didn't know that. You feel me? And that's facts. Like, I didn't know that. But I was in that, like, bruh, I tried everything to dim the insecurities. They know the story. She had an app. Anytime somebody called me, text me, she could see it.
Huh?
All the passwords to every square inch of my social media, all of the above. When we was around each other, she went through my phone all the time. So I dead ass did any, I'm sorry, Chance. I dead ass did any and everything I could to where, like, she would trust me almost. because I had a heart for that girl. Mm-hmm. And any and every time I tried, it just seemed like it was always blowing up in my face. It was always something. Like, let's say me and Janice was texting, right? And I said, all right, Janice, love you, girl. Have a good day. Just that and third. Oof. She would see that I love you. Oof. And swore for God I was fucking. Oof. On blood, everything, I was fucking. She could have read the whole conversation. We could have been talking about anime. We could have been talking about playing kickball. We could have been talking about cooking a cake. All kinds.
I'm about playing spades.
Dead ass.
Don't want to see me on the table, by the way.
Okay. Who?
Yeah, you forgot who I am.
Ooh, all right, man.
We having a cookout next month. You invited. Okay.
Fuck the cookout, nigga. We about to do this now.
No, we're not.
No, we got our topic. We got our topic.
But like, on God, like, I did any and everything I could to dim those insecurities down. And then there's a lot of other insecurities on top of that mainstream insecurity. Like, she didn't like how her body looked, you know? And I would tell her all the time, like, you're beautiful. There's nothing wrong with your body. I love how you look. You're this, you're that. And then there was the whole insecurity with, like, oh, like, her dad wasn't in her life. So, you know, she had a lot of daddy issues. And it was like, look, you're an individual within your own right.
Okay, so quick question.
Did she call you daddy?
You see all of these things. You recognize them for what they are. Did you recognize them in the moment or after the fact?
After she had already blew up. I will give, yeah.
Oh, no, like, but we all were still together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my thing is.
I never did. Because
you said earlier. You said earlier that God put people in life for reasons. Did you sit her down and say, look, I love you. There's, like you say, she got issues with her body. You are gorgeous. You're a beautiful woman. There's nothing wrong with you. I love every inch of you and every part of you. But these are the things that I have noticed about you that I find very toxic to you, yourself, your character, and what you could possibly be in life.
Sometimes.
And
I feel like I'm holding you back. No, I want her to finish this thought. Come on.
Like, try to let her know, look, this is what I have seen that I know that is not beneficial to you, and I would like hopefully for you to change or like fix within yourself. I just noticed these things, this, that, and the third. Run it down. If she take it well, then you know your purpose. If she takes it wrong, you did your thing and she just took it how she wanted to, but you played your part. You did what you can do.
You want
to
know how to react?
No, 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 no. She was talking to me. I got this.
But no, but after you serve your purpose, baby, you leave, because once you stay longer than your expiration date, that's when it starts to spew onto you and it starts affecting you negatively. And now you went from trying to help somebody to being in the same boat as somebody because all of their negativity, their negative energy, and their soul sucking has come upon you. And now you just as dark as them.
On that thought process.
I'm going to go take a shot.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Snap your fingers, fellas. Give up for that one, you heard me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Not the snaps.
But let me keep it a buck with you. Oh, I'm going to say two things. And you and Janice, probably not you and Janice, you and Jamie are going to understand this more than anybody in this fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, she was a Sagittarius. How do you think she took it?
Where is this scent tripping shit come from? Hey, yo, hey.
I'm sorry.
Where does scent trip come from?
You see that shit, though? You see how they react?
Patrick,
she was a Sagittarius.
Like, where does
that? How do you think
from?
She took that?
So I'm gonna look at you and say,
"Wait,
you
said him, Patrick? I'm gonna say this in words that you can understand. Sagittarius women, Sagittarius in general, but Sagittarius women are the hardest fucking people to try to change their mind about any fucking thing.
They don't be trying to hear nothing. You like, I literally have been trying to help my friend who is a Sagittarius stop dealing with this fuck nigga that's been fucking over her and using her on the cool. But just because he do little things here and there, oh, he got me food. Oh, he got me a drink. Oh, he asked me if I ate today. Okay, you pay his rent. You was finna pay $1,200 for him to go to Jamaica. You take care of this nigga. This nigga fucking buku bitches.
That's nasty.
Shut up. This nigga do not claim you. He posts other bitches, and he posted a bitch that he said wasn't really his girlfriend but wanted to be his girlfriend, so he said, fuck it. But you've been his best friend, was his girlfriend in the beginning, but became best friends when he introduced you to his family. You're his best friend, but yet y'all be fucking like fucking slaves every chance he get. He sluts you the fuck out. Oh, oh
that
oh,
nigga is oh, winning.
Oh, like,
it is.
But this no matter what you say, no matter how you flip it, turn it, or switch it, and try to explain it to her and let her see what it is.
She's gonna
do
what she do. Exactly. So I'm gonna say this again. She's a
Sagittarius. You should have led with it.
She took
the fact that
she and number that two, crazy. It's one thing if I gotta do it once. Reiteration is cool. Twice.
No, I don't like repeat myself.
Three times and. But shit, every 2 to 3 months, Nat.
Shit.
Every 2 to 3 months. Okay, baby, look, we talked about this before. This is the problem.
Is she learning disabled?
Huh?
Is she learning disabled?
Yes.
Probably. Motherfucker ain't learning disabled.
Probably.
Yes.
You're retarded.
Yes. Yes, she the fucking is.
I'm about to say, God, if you hear 2 + 2 = 4 so many times, you should know what it is by after
but this, this
no, 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 no. I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to go ahead and answer your question because she said Sagittarius. Let me tell you something about Sagittarius.
But a lot of Sagittarius, so don't go too hard. Thank you.
You suck. Now, let me tell you what it is with Sagittarius.
Shit.
Sagittarius are glorified in the sense of they don't view their own faults, but they can see everybody else's. That's number one. Number two, they feel like they're perfect. Facts. I'm not talking about Caleb. Caleb's fucking awesome. Like, if I tell Caleb, yo, bro, it's something wrong with that shit, bro. Caleb be like, all right, we'll figure it out. We'll fix it. Caleb is a good fucking Sagittarius. He's a woke Sagittarius. There's a difference between being within your constellation and being woke within your constellation. Mm-hmm. That's two different things.
Come on.
Two very different things. Mm-hmm. You have to wake yourself up to recognize who you are within yourself and what you represent to other people. Now, what y'all represent to me, family. So I'm going to act as such. I'm going to, y'all call y'all my brothers, I'm going to protect y'all like I would protect my blood. I call Jamie my sister. I call Tia my sister. Alexis my sister. I'm fighting tooth and nails for all three of them. Their blood.
Earlier was definitely a Rolling Stone. That's too many siblings to be claiming.
Oh, yeah. My daddy had 7 kids. My grandfather on his side had 12.
9 blood.
And guess what? I'm 25. I don't have a single fucking one. Hey, man.
Hilarious.
EGE LLOC.
Oh, no, you family not, Janice. You're not just going to run up out of here.
Yeah, you got to. Hey, welcome to the clan. Welcome to the clan.
We are the Shade Pirates. Yeah, that name sticks.
Text me when you get the word, please.
We are the Shade Pirates. We had this conversation. We just don't have a flag yet. I'm still making that.
That's
I don't know how we're going to do it.
True.
Like, would it be like a, with a palm tree?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
the Malibu bottle?
Yeah, with a palm tree and a Malibu bottle with the skull and crossbones. Yeah.
Stay black.
Hold on. What Malibu bottle got a skull and crossbone on it?
No, I was saying we are the Shade Pirates. And for the flag.
Oh, I was like, what?
And for the flag, we're going to have like.
Can I have some?
I got Malibu in there.
Please, if you love it.
What do you think I was drinking out the bottle?
Okay, first of all.
Do you want some?
Y'all could have told me. We was getting turned up. I would have brought my bottles.
We weren't. I just needed a drink because of the shit. But
give me that Patron up there. Hell, give me the Patron and a glass, please.
Shit, man. He could have that.
What's wrong with Patron?
Question.
Miss Goldberg, her cry. She's
are
a
you
cancer.
Bitch, fuck you. If you had Don Julio, Casamigos, Jose Cuervo.
We drank all the Jose. Something. Pull the empty bottle out the pantry.
Are you a brown or a white type girl?
I prefer she brown. She's
Southern.
I'm a
she like
bourbon.
Brown.
Wait,
but if it's tequila, I
hold
fuck
on.
Weedy.
Wait, pause. We need to talk.
Okay.
What the hell happened to the Jose, we did drink the Jose.
We did drink.
We drank all
that. We drank
that
shit.
Why is that bottle still alive? It's your fault.
Okay, wait.
You stuck the bottle in there.
So
nigga, that
I
is a
had
trophy.
To have a lot of conversations. Just remember what we were supposed to talk about.
Oh, I'm going to remember because look here.
We all
know. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. So I'll be the one forgetting.
But yeah. But like, Pat, that's what I'm talking about. Now, right. You in your situation, dealing with the Aries, the passionate airhead. That's what Aries are. Aries women, I should say. The passionate airhead.
Yeah, because Aries men are overgrown entitled toddlers.
Okay, okay. They are. Jesus. They are.
Wow.
They are. That's actual facts.
Wow.
I've never heard it put so beautifully either. Text that to me. I'm keeping that.
I'm not sorry. They ain't got shit to do with me.
Wow. They are.
Speaking
that's
true
dead
facts,
ass what they are.
I'm scared.
Like, if it's not my way, it's the fucking highway. That's like, dead ass how they are.
You have a titty fit about it and then try to make it your fault. Bitch.
I'm low key worried. What I am when I'm off the door is some shit.
Two-Face. Dead ass.
Is that,
all Gemini.
That's just all Gemini.
But
are.
It's not Two-Face in the negative sense unless they're like that.
Do we know Aries, man?
Like,
Mr.
when it
Fred?
Comes to Geminis, if you see the bubbly,
woke.
Sweet, cute personality first, be wary of the mean one that's behind it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Cause
there ain't no sweet bubbly.
Pause. I ain't never seen a bubbly, sweet fucking personality on net. That young man's
I
right
have.
There.
I have.
That young man's
that's
right there.
I know. Those,
no, pause.
Nice.
The
he's
only
smile.
Time I saw it was
he
when
cool.
him and Unspeakable was actually on good terms.
I got video.
That's the only
I got
time
video.
I've seen it.
Hold on.
But I ain't never
we
been around
receipts.
Him when he had
we
that.
Have.
So I know you're not supposed to speak on the Unspeakable, but may I get a hint on who Unspeakable is?
Yo Throbble.
Yo Throbble.
The fuck is that?
It's you, the midget, and the bird. You, the midget, and the, yeah, them niggas.
Roderick.
Angel. You know who Angel
oh,
is.
Oh, okay. I was yeah. like, who
the
So, by the way. So, wait. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I wanted to sing that song.
I
wanted to sing it.
So, apparently, we're mutts.
I didn't know y'all.
So apparently we have the mud.
You didn't know we did.
So first of all, I didn't know y'all knew. We're gonna start there. I didn't know y'all knew. But okay.
She told me. She tells me everything.
Too damn much. Angel told all three of us.
I should have known.
Tells me literally everything.
And,
okay.
I didn't need to know it.
Let me tell you something. I got a pill if you got to burn her itch. Cause look here.
Wait, what happened?
I got a pill if you got to burn her itch. Cause
don't do that.
Daddy, baby, daddy, look here. Let's not speak.
So apparently we have the mutt, me and you.
It's called the mutt.
Apparently from them two, we have
that. I got the mutt.
Because we was fucking around with his sister. So, and she claims every other race besides her own. So, he calls her a mutt. He's been calling me that ever since I have it. I don't know why. I don't know why he thinks it's okay. As long as he don't say it in public, we're good.
Shit, I'll get on loud speaker and say
mutt.
That shit.
I mean, ain't a mutt either.
It's nothing bad. It's literally just a running.
It's a joke.
Stop about to say, baby. African American to woman.
Haitian Creole.
Hey, wait. What kind? Who Creole?
I'm Haitian Creole.
Come on, Haitian Creole. Yeah.
You do different shit.
Oh, you talking about that voodoo?
On a different level.
That voodoo? Shit, yeah.
Hey, we gonna talk after this. I mean, need your assistance on her or something.
Why everybody gotta talk after this? What's going on over here?
Don't do it. But any fucking way, back on subject since we having all this
fun. Please get back.
Man, I'm keeping the fuck with y'all. The reason why I keep fucking with Nat, I ain't seen Nat in forever. And Nat then fucked around and dropped like 110 pounds on a nigga.
I did.
Nat look gooder than a bitch right about now. I'm keeping it a buck with y'all. Nat look amazing. Okay.
Thank you.